I should not be here tonight. I should be dead. I was in the luckiest accident in automotive history. And this is how it happened. Years ago, I was invited to a party, and a friend of mine, whom I'll call Julius, swung by my house to pick me up to drive me there. I didn't know how to drive yet, which is important, as you'll see later. So we're driving down the freeway to this party, and we get into a conversation, and the subject kind of wanders onto how we both have this amused contempt for small talk, and how some people feel the need to fill a perfectly good silence with meaningless, empty words, and how we're both trying to break ourselves of this habit. We were both freshmen in college at the time. So we make our point and we lapse into a kind of smug silence for the next couple of miles because nobody's going to break it, you see, because that'd be weak. Now, before I forget, I should tell you that I have no idea where this party is or how to get there. I'm entirely relying on Julius to know the way. So after a couple more minutes of this, I decide to be the big man and I say, "Why, we sure are getting good at avoiding small talk, aren't we?" And Julius says nothing. So I think, okay, this is the way he's going to play this, huh? So I shut up again and smile for another couple of miles, and we're driving down the freeway, and finally I get fed up, and I throw up my hands, and I say, "Okay, Julius, you win. You're better at silence than I am." And he still says nothing, just keeps driving, looking straight ahead. In fact, it's not until after we get off the freeway and then get right back on the freeway, and I ask him, "Julius, are you sure you know where we're going?" And he still doesn't say anything, that I begin to suspect that something might be wrong. Or I'm just getting pissed off. I can't remember which. Now, what I didn't know at the time, what Julius himself didn't know at the time, is that Julius has epilepsy. And he's having what the doctors call a brownout. He's not a blackout. He's still conscious. He just isn't quite all there. He's driving perfectly normally. He's staying within the lines, going the speed limit, obeying all the other rules of traffic, but he just doesn't have any idea where he's going or why, and he obviously doesn't have any interest in conversation. But I can't tell, because aside from getting off and on the freeway, he's driving perfectly normally. I don't know where we're going, and because we've had this conversation, I think he's just being a jerk. So I don't panic, which is important. So eventually we get off the freeway again, and now we're in city traffic, and it's night, it's dark, and there's a big intersection, and there's a red light ahead of us, and there's a car stopped at that red light straight ahead of us, and there's another vehicle in the lane to our right. And Julius, brownout or no, can see the red light, knows it means stops, put his foot on the brake, but he doesn't put it on quite vigorously enough, and we rear-end the car in front of us at the intersection. A little. So here's the luckiest accident in automotive history. We rear-end the car in front of us, but one, nobody gets hurt. Two, the car in front of us is so little damaged that when the light turns green, the driver just drives off. He never gets out of the car to swap insurance numbers. Three, the car that Julius is driving is damaged in just such a way that when the light turns green and he puts his foot on the gas, because he's still not reacting to anything, and now I'm really starting to freak out, he puts his foot on the gas, the car won't start. Must have dislodged the flenser valve or something. And four, the vehicle in the lane to our right, remember, is an ambulance. So the EMTs pile out of the car and they check to see if everybody's all right and notice that something's seriously out of whack with Julius, and they shine lights in his eyes and give him orange juice and restore him and generally save the day. So let's take stock. One, if Julius had had a blackout on the freeway instead of a brownout, death. Two, if we hadn't had this conversation or I knew where we were going and I had realized that something was seriously wrong and had panicked, remember I don't drive, trying to grab the wheel or do the brakes or something, death. If he had not put on the brakes at all and just rear-ended the car ahead of us, possibly death. If the car had been able to go when the light turned green, off we go into city traffic, death, possibly multiple deaths. But nobody gets killed, nobody gets hurt. Julius is diagnosed and treated, is never put in this situation again or puts anybody else in this situation again. As far as I'm concerned, the ambulance and lane to our right is just fortunate icing on a very lucky cake.